Commitments by Simon Brett, starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Josie Lawrence, Charlotte.
Hello?
Vicky, darling, it's me, Charlotte.
Oh, hello.
Seems an absolute age since we've spoken.
What do you want?
What do you mean?
Well, you don't normally just phone me up out of the blue unless you want something.
Honestly, Vicky, you say some dreadful things. I'd find them quite hurtful if I didn't love you.
What?
Everyone well?
Yes.
Emily?
Fine.
Good. Well, since apparently I have to have a reason for ringing up my own sister, I'd better tell you what it is. I wanted to invite you and Roger to a party.
Oh.
As someone I'd like you to meet.
It's only because she's got a new lover, Anna.
What do you mean?
When Emily stayed with Charlotte, it was totally clear that there wasn't the tiniest hint of a man on the scene. And Charlotte knows I know that. So, the minute she's managed to scrape something male out of the bottom of some barrel, she's on the phone inviting Roger and me to meet him.
Well, yes, I suppose it could be that.
It is that. I bet he's someone in show business.
What makes you so sure?
Because she's invited Roger. It's part of Charlotte's usual one-upmanship.
Is it?
Of course. Because the thing is that Roger, as a conversationalist...
Well, yes.
I mean, on the right subject, you know, he can be quite lively.
Can he? Oh, yes, of course. But I've had some very stimulating chats with Roger on occasions.
And, as I say, on the right subject.
Well, yes, yes. I mean, you get him on the subject of being a finance director of a food company, and he's all away for a long time.
Yes. Or food companies per se, he's quite good on. But in a showbiz crowd, you know, amongst Charlotte's theatrical friends, well, the conversation doesn't often get round to what it's like being a finance director of a food company.
Well, I dare say not.
In fact, in spite of what he's really like, in that sort of company, Roger can come across as a bit of a bore.
Really?
Which is precisely why Charlotte's invited him. The cow.
Ice in the sink, darling. Oh, Roger, Victoria, darlings. Big kiss, Roger, sweetie.
Evening, Charlotte.
So glad you could make it.
Why shouldn't we be able to?
Well, I know you sometimes have dreadful problems with babysitters.
No dreadful problems at all. We do manage to have a social life, you know.
Do you? Really?
I didn't know Anna.
Oh, yes. Big party for all my chums and family.
Fence mending exercise, eh?
I wasn't aware any fences had been broken. Ha! Ah. So, Roger, how is it at the coal faces of finance director?
Well, actually, we're going through a rather sticky stage at the moment. There's a new EC regulation.
Oh, now, my darlings, I must introduce you to Dan. Come here, you great hunk.
What is it, Charlie?
Dan, I want you to meet my sister and her husband.
Oh, these are the ones you told me about.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
My sister, Victoria. Older sister, obviously. And her husband, Roger.
Hi.
This naughty boy is Dan Fernley.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, great pleasure. And terrific to meet you. I've heard so much about you.
Oh? Well, look, I must just go and check the intravenous drips and, I guess, alcohol. I'll leave you together. I'm sure you've got lots to talk about.
So, Dan, eh? Short for Daniel?
Yes.
Funny how names get shortened, isn't it? I mean, I sometimes get called Vicky. Never Vic, though. At least, not yet.
Probably just as well.
Yes.
Why? Well, you don't want to be called something that gets up people's noses, do you?
Oh! No!
Sorry, I don't understand that. Well, Vic. You know, Vic. When you got a cold, you, you know, up your nose. Ah!
Oh, look! Anna's waving. I must just,
So, Dan, what's your line of country?
I live in it.
I mean, what do you do? How do you earn a crust?
Oh, I'm a director.
Really? Well, that's a coincidence. So am I.
Oh, what have you directed?
Sorry?
I asked what you're directed.
Oh. Oh, well, I suppose, personnel.
Really? Personnel?
And you could say I direct a few figures. Push figures in the right direction, eh?
Figures?
Yes, I'm a finance director.
In food.
In food?
Yes. You've probably never heard the name of the holding company, but I'm sure you're familiar with the brand name.
I'm a television director.
Ah, really?
Sitcoms, mostly.
Oh,
I did Time for Crime.
Did you? When were you released?
What? No. Time for Crime is a sitcom. Regularly in the top 10. Last series was pulling in 11 million.
Oh, profitable business then.
What?
Well, 11 million, that's real money.
No, 11 million viewers.
Oh.
Didn't you ever see it? Time for Crime? It's the one...
No, never saw it. Don't watch much television. Well, the news, Panorama sometimes.
And the cricket, of course. But no comedy?
I wouldn't say that. The way England's playing at the moment's pretty comical, eh? I suppose you don't get much interference from Brussels.
What?
The EEC doesn't mess too much with your world.
No, hardly at all.
Well, you can't believe what it's like in foodstuffs. I mean, we all know about the quality control restrictions, but you hardly believe the knock-on effects of that sanitary.
Bart, young fella. That Dan, I'd be surprised if he's even 30.
Oh, I should think he's at least 35.
Well, he's still far too young for Charlotte.
Come on, what's half a dozen years?
8 years, Anna. That's assuming he's as much as 35.
So what? He's not doing anyone any harm.
Oh, well, I can't think it's doing him much good.
It's impossible to look inside someone else's relationship, Victoria.
What? Oh, don't be ridiculous. Most people spend most of their lives looking inside other people's relationships.
All right, it's impossible to look accurately inside someone else's relationship.
Yes, I suppose that's true. Mm. Unless you're someone with a real understanding of that kind of thing.
Like you, perhaps?
No, you're right, though. I mean, some people, looking at me and Roger, get completely the wrong impression.
Oh?
Well, yes, you know, as if we didn't have anything in common or anything to talk about to each other or... Whereas, in fact, of course... Still, I can't see it lasting.
You and Roger?
But no, Anna. Charlotte and a toy boy.
You never know. It
now,
could
look,
be...
what is this?
Family huddles. You're meant to be circulating, meeting people.
Yes, of course. Sorry. Introduce us to someone.
No problem.
Mostly in the theatre, are they, these people?
Theatre, telly, you know. Nietzsche, anyway.
You, well, having any more luck than usual?
What do you mean?
Well, work, Charlotte, dear, work. Anything, on the horizon?
As a matter of fact, since you ask, Victoria, I think I could be on the verge of something rather big.
Oh.
Now, do come and meet Geraint. He's just simply the most brilliant costume designer that was ever created by a man of fortune.
And it's an easy regulation that you have to do that?
Oh, yes. Actually, there was an incident. Now, this will interest you. A friend of mine, he's also a finance director.
Is he?
Also in a food company.
Oh, you lot stick together, do you?
He made the incautious step of questioning an EEC directive. It was on a fine point of accounting. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the basic tariff setup.
No, I'm not, actually.
Well, up until 1992, it was all pretty straightforward. Archaic, maybe, but at least one knew where one stood. Well, suddenly a whole new lot of regulations came in. My goodness, talk about setting the cat among the pigeons. It was simply...
And you're nervous?
That is an understatement. Thousands of butterflies positively pounding themselves against the walls of the old town.
You've done lots of auditions before.
Yes, but it doesn't get any easier. And also, most of the ones I've done recently, Well, I haven't been lucky. And you know, that does have an effect on the old confidence.
Yes, of course.
And what makes this one really daunting is the fact that I'm actually in with a chance. A real chance. The door is, as it were, ajar.
Why is that?
Well, you see, Dan's directing.
Ah, the old casting couch.
Now, that's not fair, Anna. The fact that we're in a relationship is not relevant. Well, except insofar as it's enabled Dan to get to know me better. Be more aware of my potential as an actress.
And what's the show? You said it was a pilot for a new sitcom?
Yes, it's by Jeffrey Fuchs.
Really?
You know, who did Time for Crying.
Oh.
Brilliant script. Brilliant. And after Time for Crying, he's like flavour of the month, so it'll almost definitely go to a series.
What's the premise?
Sorry?
What is the sit for the com?
Oh, right. Well, It's this couple who are next door neighbours. Mm. He's an airline pilot and she's a corporate lawyer. And their respective wife and husband have run off together.
And so the two abandoned ones begin to form a relationship. Prickly at first because they've been hurt so badly, but nonetheless with a strong undercurrent of attraction and affection between them.
That's right.
And this mismatched couple keep getting closer and closer, and every time it looks as if they really might get together, something happens to keep them apart. So that the series can run and run forever.
Have you read the script?
No, I was just guessing.
Oh.
But it's not that difficult. And the title is the show BBC or ITV?
ITV.
Right, then it's called High and Dry.
No, it's called Over and Out.
Well, I was close.
Because he's an airline pilot, you see.
Yes, I have pieced that together. And are you up for the corporate lawyer?
No, no. That's Jenny Stillman.
Ah.
I mean, the thing's a vehicle for her, because now Time for Crime's finished.
Yes, but so who do you play?
I play her sister. Well, that is, assuming I get the part, I play her sister. Mm. Regular character, in every episode, called Deirdre. Which I think is wrong, actually, as a name, but I can take that up with a writer later.
Assuming you get the part.
Of course. But anyway, Deirdre lives quite near, and she keeps sort of dropping in.
Mm. For a cup of sugar, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And she's a bit scatty and sort of hideously over the top.
A character part.
Oh, you bet. And as I say, the script's wonderful. No, I really think I could make something of it.
Mm. Very exciting.
Yes. But totally mind-blowingly nerve-wracking. Oh, dear. I've started thinking about it again. I can't eat any of that. I'm just too...
You'll be fine once you've actually done the audition.
Yes, maybe. Oh, God.
It'll be okay. Dan will be there, won't he?
Yes. And I'm under the strictest instructions not to reveal that I know him in anything other than a professional context.
I'm sure you'll manage.
Yes, but that'll mean I'm acting before I start and... Oh, God.
You'll swan through it. Who else will be there?
Just the casting director. And Dan assures me she's a pushover.
So, where's your problem?
Yeah. Fortunately, the executive producer won't be there.
Oh?
Terry Warrington.
Sorry, name doesn't mean anything.
No, well, anyone in the business would know exactly who I meant. Yippee! She's off in the Ukraine filming a remake of How Green Was My Valley.
I thought How Green Was My Valley was set in Wales.
Yes, but the Ukraine's cheaper.
Mm.
And Terry won't be back till the day before the recording, so... Anyway, I mean, all the omens are good, but...
You'll walk it, Charlotte.
Bless you, Anna. Oh, it just makes so much difference. I mean, a regular series, being in front of the public eye on a regular basis. Oh, I really need this part.
Well, your career's due for an upturn, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, by the law of averages, if nothing else.
What?
Oh, she got the part.
Well, aren't you pleased?
I'd seen it.
What were you saying?
Well, you keep going on and on about how lazy Charlotte is and about how working in the theatre just gives her the perfect excuse to lounge about all day doing nothing.
Well, it does.
But now she's got this part, you can't say that, because she'll be busy.
Yes.
So aren't you pleased?
Well, yes, of course I'm pleased. I'm absolutely delighted. It's just with Charlotte, well, you know what she's like. I mean, she does go on about things, so.
Family failing.
What did you say, Roger?
Oh, just, I mean, well...
What?
Well, just that... Well, Anna's like that, too.
Is she?
Yes, haven't you noticed? I mean, whenever certain subjects come up, she just goes on and on about them.
Does she? I always thought she was rather quiet.
Quiet? Anna? Yes, I suppose she is, generally speaking.
Then... What on earth did you mean about when she was going on about...
Well, as I say, with Anna, it's only certain subjects. I mean, certain subjects she does just go on and on about.
Like what?
Well, like me being a finance director.
Really?
Oh, yes. Whenever I'm with Anna, she keeps on and on asking me about being a finance director.
Does she?
Hmm. All the details of the job, all the tiny little things which one wouldn't have thought were at all relevant or interesting to anyone outside the company, she just keeps asking me about them.
Oh.
It's almost as if there was nothing else I could talk about except being a finance director.
Ah.
So, that's what I meant about it running in the family.
Well, we better steel ourselves for the onslaught.
What onslaught?
Charlotte. Now she's got this part, we are just never going to hear the end of it.
And then, for part one, they've got me this little red number. Well, that is, I was taken out shopping by the wardrobe girl and we sort of homed in on it. Designer schmutter, not cheap by any means. Which I think's very encouraging because they wouldn't spend that kind of money just for a pilot, would they? Must be thinking ahead to the series. I mean, they must think the project's got legs. Otherwise they wouldn't be shelling out so much on the causes, would they?
Well, I'm not really sure how television works, Charlotte.
You take my word for it, Anna, they wouldn't. And they've actually commissioned special animation for the credits, and that's really expensive. So it's another indication that they think Over and Out's a real goer.
Good. Very encouraging. When do you start rehearsal?
Pre-filming next week. I'm not, that is to say, Deirdre's not involved in that, so I start rehearsing the Monday after. Dan's been giving me a bit of private coaching.
Has he?
So I think I may show the others up a bit. Jenny Stillman better look to her laurels, you know. Long time since she's been blown off the screen by one of her co-stars.
I thought you said yours wasn't one of the star parts.
Well, star, non-star, these things are relative. And of course, in a sitcom, it always depends how people develop through the series. You know, a character builds and becomes popular with the audience, and suddenly that character's getting more lines. I mean, did you know that Penelope Keith wasn't even seen in the first episode of The Good Life?
No, I didn't.
And just her voice was heard, that was all. So, you know, one keeps one's fingers crossed. But anyway, this red number I wear in part one, I mean, it's dead right for the character. That's what's so clever about it, and quite flattering. I mean, I look pretty good in it. Dan says it really turns him on. But it's not me, Charlotte. It's definitely Deirdre. You know, a little bit over the top. The sort of thing that would be chosen by somebody whose taste is just a little bit meaty. I mean, I'm sure you've got friends whose taste is just, you know, that teensy bit off, whose clothes sort of scream quietly,
Most of my friends have extremely good taste.
Well, anyway, as I say, it's pure Deirdre. She really is coming together, you know. I mean, even though the script's wonderful, she is written as a teensy bit of a caricature. But I'm sort of managing to transcend that, you know. I think I'm keeping the truth of the character. Yes, she's silly. Yes, she's over the top. But she is true. I think sitcom's underestimated, you know. I mean, okay, the script may not be Ibsen, but some of the acting wouldn't look out of place in Hedda Gabler.
Hmm.
Now, about the recording day.
Oh, yes.
You're sure Emily wouldn't like to come?
Quite sure, I'm afraid. I asked her and she just wasn't keen.
Oh, so it'll just be the two tickets then?
Well, actually, Charlotte...
What?
When you mentioned it before, I didn't take on board that it's a Sunday.
So?
The thing is, Roger plays golf on Sundays.
Not in the evening, surely.
Well, he does tend to run on a bit, you know, the 19th hole.
But...
And he's such a traditionalist about having his big meal Sunday evening, having his Sunday lunch, that I really feel I do have to stay in and cook for it.
But, Vicky, this is my pig break.
I know, love. It's a real pig. But, you know, when you marry someone like Roger, you do take on certain disadvantages.
Seems to me you don't take on any advantages.
So, sorry, love, but I'm afraid we just won't be able to make it.
You can't.
I feel dreadful, but there it is. If the show ever becomes a series, I'm sure I'll be able to come along to one of the recordings then.
Vicky, surely you could just tell Roger...
Oh, hello, Charlotte. Didn't know you were here.
Well, as you see, I am.
Hello, love.
Hello.
Charlotte?
Hello.
So, how are the rehearsals going?
Oh, fine. No, I think the show will be rather good.
Excellent.
Only sorry you won't be able to come and see it.
What?
I was saying, Roger, darling, it's on a Sunday. You're golf.
But I'm finished with that by 4 or 5. Plenty of time to get to the studio.
But after golf, you like to go for a drink, don't you?
Well, normally, yes, but I can make an exception.
And you like to have a proper meal on Sunday evening?
Oh, I can grab a sandwich.
There's a canteen at the studio.
See? No problem.
So you'll be coming, will you?
To the recording? Of course. Wouldn't miss Charlotte's big break, would we, darling?
No, of course we wouldn't, darling.
Oh, good.
Good clothes some of these people are wearing.
And nothing wrong with a bit of flamboyance, is there? I mean, if you work in the media.
Well, thank goodness I don't work somewhere where showing off is part of the job.
Oh.
I just hate the idea of showing off in any form.
Charlotte manages.
Well.
Here are the drinks.
Oh, thank you.
A few colourful specimens round here, aren't there? I mean, that one over there, I genuinely don't know whether it's a girl or a fellow.
I think it's a man.
Hard to be sure, though. All the old giveaways gone unisex these days. I mean, not that long ago, if you saw a chap with an earring, you knew he was a shirtlifter. Now, well, goodness, you even see professional cricketers wearing earrings.
Ooh. Hello, my love.
Charlotte. Smashing rig out.
Oh, thank you.
Red suits you. Seen you in that before, haven't I?
No, Roger, I'm in costume.
Oh.
This is Deirdre, not me. I wouldn't wear something like... Look, I shouldn't really be here. Dead unprofessional before the show. But I just wanted to say, I've asked Dan and it's all right for you to sit in the box.
In the box?
There's a viewing room behind the gallery.
Ah.
So you can sit there instead of in the audience, see how the whole process works.
Oh, I don't think we want to do that, do we?
Certainly. Sounds fun, doesn't it, Anna?
Yes, sure. Mm. Well, look, if you'll all come along with me now, I can show you where it is.
Oh, yes, very elegant indeed. Thank you. We'll be extremely snug in here, won't we?
You'll find the seats a lot softer than the ones in the audience. You comfy, Vicky?
Ah, it's warm though, isn't it? I think I'll take my jacket off.
And you see everything that's happening on the monitors there. And if you want to get a feed of what's being said in the gallery, just throw this switch.
And tell the silly cow yet again to leave a beat before she turns back to the cup.
Still, I shouldn't think you'd want to.
Who's that talking?
Oh, it's Terry, the executive producer. A bit of a gorgon, but knows her stuff. Now,
I'm... Hello, everyone.
Dan, darling.
Just to say, hope you all enjoy the show.
Going well, is it?
A bit tense at the moment. Got another note from Terry for you, actually, Charlie Love.
Well, tell me when we get outside.
Yeah. No, it's always a bit nerve-wracking at this point. Be better in a couple of hours when it's all in the can.
A couple of hours? But it's only a half-hour show, isn't it?
Yes, but there's an hour and a half recording.
Don't bother, Dan, love. Victoria makes a point of not understanding anything about the business.
As I say, hope you enjoy it. And, Roger, be sure and tell me if there are any more new EEC directives.
Eh? Well, actually, interesting...
You must excuse me, a lot to do. Enjoy it. And good luck, Charlie, darling.
Good luck to you, Danny, darling. Love you.
Love you.
Love you lots.
Dear God. Pass the sick bag.
Okay, we've got a clear. Thank you, everyone. See you in the bar. Dan, quick word.
Yes, Terry, I'll be with you in just...
Don't want any more of that, do we?
Well,
it really is over now.
The moment had never arrived.
No, it's a labour-intensive process, isn't it? Give me a frozen yoghurt presentation any day.
Still, I think it went quite well, didn't it?
It's hard to tell. They stopped and started so much.
Well, I hope Charlotte was happy with it.
In spite of all those bits she had to keep doing again.
She looked very good on the screen, though, didn't
oh,
she?
Oh, yes.
Funny.
She's one of those people who the camera makes look older, isn't she?
Well, I think that was the part she was playing.
Maybe.
Anyway, the audience seemed to like it. They certainly laughed a lot, didn't they?
Yes. What I couldn't understand was...
What?
Well, what they were laughing at.
Ah.
They were laughing because that idiot warm-up man told them to laugh.
Oh, that's not fair, Victoria. There were some very funny moments.
Name one.
Well...
Anyway, let's go and have a drink. I'm parched.
Yes, and Charlotte said she'd be up in the bar as soon as she was changed.
Just check to see if there are any more excitements in the gallery. Nope. Come along, then.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Now, Roger, we're not going to get involved in some endless showbiz drinking session, all right?
No, of course not, Victoria, darling.
Oh, I forgot my jacket. I'll be with you in a minute.
Where on earth did you find her, Dan?
Oh.
Who?
That Charlotte Graves woman.
She was fine.
She was crap. Too old for Deirdre, apart from anything else, and way over the top.
Well, it's an over-the-top character.
Not that over-the-top. Why did you cast her then?
Well, I thought she was good.
Well, you were wrong, weren't you? And one thing's for sure, if we go to series, the part of Deirdre will be recast.
Listen, Terry, I'm directing the show.
If I find out you've been playing around with anyone else while I've been away filming, I'll see to it that you never direct another show.
Aren't you coming?
Yes, sorry, just on my way.
What were they talking about in the gallery?
What?
It wasn't about Charlotte, was it?
Oh, good Lord, no. No, something to do with camera angles or... Well, it was far too technical for me to understand. Come on, I'm dying for a drink.
So, to sum up, life is just irredeemably dreary.
Well, sorry to hear that, Charlotte. And you haven't heard anything from Dan?
Not a squeak. Not since the day of the recording. Mind you, I've heard about him.
Oh?
He's only gone off with that Terry Wallington.
Really? Well, clearly has a taste for the older woman, doesn't he?
That's a geriatric woman in that case. You bracket me with her.
God,
I mean, how can he fancy that? She's a bit of a reputation, actually.
Who?
Eats young directors like Dan for breakfast. Only works with the pretty ones. Still, didn't do them much good, did it? Since the pilot's been turned down.
No, I was very sorry to hear about that, Charlotte.
Oh.
I mean, I know how much it meant to you.
Not really. In a way, it was quite a relief to hear they were dumping it.
Oh?
Yes. Saved me an awkward decision.
In what way?
Well, if it had gone to series, I'd really have had to think twice about whether to do it or not.
Would you?
Oh, yes. You see, I do only like to do good stuff, and that script... pretty fair crap, I'm afraid. I mean, obviously I did everything I could with it. Still, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
No. No, you can't.
But then, that's always been the problem for really good actresses.
Hmm?
Finding the right material.
Ah, of course. So you reckon what happened to the pilot was the writer's fault?
Oh, yes. Obviously, Anna, it always is.
Hmm. I see. And you haven't really got anything out of the experience?
No. Well, except this dress.
Hmm.
Wardrobe let me buy it half price once they knew the series wasn't happening.
Red always did suit you.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. Really me.
In episode 3 of No Commitments, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Josie Lawrence, Charlotte. Roger Lloyd Pack played Roger, Andrew Wincott, Dan, and Teresa Gallagher, Terry. The music was composed and performed by Elizabeth Parker at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Paul Schlesinger.